USA Radio News.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York was arrested and charged with insider trading today related to an Australian biotechnology company. Jeff Berman is the attorney for the Southern District of New York. He explains the charges against Collins.
Congressman Collins was told some confidential and highly sensitive information about Innate, information that was not yet made public, namely that Innate's main drug, the drug Innate was developing to be the backbone of its company, was a total failure.
Tuesday ended without clear results in a special election that was being held in Ohio's 12th congressional district. Right now, it looks like that race will come down to provisional and absentee ballots. And in Kansas, the governor's race also is too close to call, with both candidates being separated by only 200 votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The State Department has a message for everyone regarding the denuclearization of North Korea. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
The State Department urges patience when it comes to ongoing efforts to get North Korea to denuclearize.
The process of achieving denuclearization is one that we have all known would take some time. The world is united in seeing this achieved, so it will certainly take some time.
State Department spokesman Heather Nauert speaks amid reports that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may soon return to Pyongyang for another meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Last weekend, 66 people in Chicago were shot and killed due to gun violence. The mayor came out earlier this week and said Chicago is a better city and people need to step up. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said more police will be on patrol this weekend.
CPD will have an additional 430 officers deployed this week and 600 additional officers on the weekends.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Back in May, Pfizer announced that there were shortages in the drug EpiPen. Now, as many parents get ready to send their children back to school, what is exactly the status of that shortage? Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar joined Fox Business with an update.
We are working on it. Drug shortages is a really important issue. It comes about often from manufacturing issues, as a manufacturer is having trouble with just producing the product. I think it's very important first to remember that that is one product, but it does not mean there's a shortage of epinephrine available for children. It's a particular delivery device. That's one of them, and we're working to solve that drug shortage. But it doesn't mean that there is unavailable product for this very important type of medicine that children and others often need, especially as we return to school. This is another reason that I called for the first time ever, that a HHS secretary has done so under the president's direction. I have called for FDA to come up with an importation mechanism to allow us to bring drugs in, competing drugs from other developed countries where we have drug shortages or access dislocations, to see if there are products that might be available to compete around the rest of the world, to bring them here to the United States on an expedited basis, so that we can deal with drug shortages and price dislocations.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1988 when the Chicago Cubs host their first night game in the history of Wrigley Field. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.